Afternoon Gems on the phone line. The good brother Voy Nicholas on the phone line. How you doing today, man?
I'm doing okay, Voy.
You still, you know what I like about you, Voy? You're a nonstop brother. You are constantly educating the people about issues that's important, forcing us to think out of the box. No, you have a forum that's coming up. Can you tell Orlando about the town hall meeting happening tomorrow?
Yes, Orlando, we having the Orlando Haitian American Alliance. We having a town hall meeting concerning what's going on. Haiti has been going on for a while, but the chaos is out of control, and the crisis is getting worse and worse in Haiti. So this is the reason why we're doing this town hall meeting. Everybody's invited. Every media is invited with the Haitian community right here in Central Florida. So I would like to have everybody input. So this is, we're going to have some of the representatives out of Congress and also in the state of Florida. So the reason why we're doing this, share more light on the situation in Haiti, especially the U.S. policy towards Haiti. Some of the American press has been very negative towards Haiti. Poverty issue or political issue, but it's been more in the colonialism and the Western civilization intervention. So this is one of the reasons why we're doing this town hall call.
Wow. You're right. The media doesn't get back to the root of the problem, how it all started. They only talk about what's going on right now. Share from your perspective how, and you served this country. You was in the military, myself as a military veteran also. You served this country, so it's not like a slight on that, but we want to keep it real. American policies has been disasters in Haiti, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. Another thing, I came in this country at a very young age. I love America. I raised three kids in this. I was in the Air Force. I was trained very well. Days and days, all I'm trying to the policy of the. And one of the things that I see you doing also, let me mention that, you motherland, you're traveling. And you're exposing our true culture and our true root. And this is something that I follow you myself. I envy that because when I was in the military, I traveled to different countries, but I didn't understand certain things. It's just the way my mind was trained. It's just the way the philosophy, the way our geopolitics work. Once I was out and I try to understand things on a daily basis, and one thing I admire you, appreciate you, the more we expose our true nature, our true culture, the more we could understand a certain country. Yes, the power of the U.S. has not been working. You know, since 1914 and 1915, when the U.S. actually invaded Haiti from 1915 to 1934. Recently, 2 years ago, the president was assassinated. And back in the 1914, there was a president assassinated, and it was the same thing. It took control of the banking system, took control of the economy, it took control of the whole sovereignty of Haiti. When I say they took control of the sovereignty of Haiti, I mean they control every aspect that's coming to Haiti. And this is something that the media does not expose. This is that the media does not focus on. They focus on the poverty, they focus on the leadership, the corruption in the. But the other side focus on, and that's why I'm trying to shed light. And that's the reason why I'm having this town hall meeting, so people could understand. And it's so mindful for a lot of people in the media does not really know the true story of Haiti.
No.
So how we got ourselves in this mess? Haiti have an arms embargo. Number one, how most of these gangs got all this weapon, and those are automatic weapons. How the government is so corrupt, and it is the U.S. policy that selected our leader. A lot of times, in 1915, Paul, we have not been able to select our leader. And if we do, and it was killed.
Wow.
And 2 years, 2 years ago, most of the mercenary out of Colombia was informed out of the CIA. There was a DEA and a CIA. I don't want to the story, but it's anybody could go ahead and read about it again. So I know how we train the Colombian.
Exactly. Yeah. Hey, boy, if you don't mind, let's get into the, tomorrow is the town hall meeting. It's happening at 8 o'clock PM. Where's the town hall meeting going on at?
It's going to be at 7200 Lake Illinois Drive, Suite 100, 7200 Lake Illinois Drive. Once again, 7200 Lake Illinois Drive. That's where Radio Panic is at, and we have a huge building over there. It's starting at 8 p.m. for all the media, all the mainstream media, and also the independent media to show force with Haiti. If we could change the policy, if we could change the course. And let me put slide. We see what happened in Africa, Mali, and Burkina Faso with Abraham. This is the same thing that's happening in Haiti. They take control of their sovereign nation, where the French and the Western civilization have been exploring Africa. Right. And yes, the greatest continent. So a lot of stuff that you share, and you also share humanity with Haiti, because this is how Haiti is the closest we get to Africa, how we keep our nature. So I am glad to see the kind of work that you do also, and to expose the hypocrisy. So we as a people in African American, we need to stand up and people not afraid to speak, and so we could change course in America.
Wow. Powerful. Boy, we got to get you on more often. I'm going to stop by tomorrow, man, and say hello and get some of the knowledge. And maybe next week we get you back on, because I want to dive in to the situation with France, that relationship with Haiti and France, and how it is right now, and how that is impacting Haiti. Also,
I do want to make sure you're there tomorrow, because you have a lot of insight. And one thing, you have been traveling, but you have not expose the experience of your traveling a lot.
Oh yeah, yeah. I try. You know, you only can post so much online, so I save it for my PowerPoint presentations. But you know, I'll be there if I'm asked to say something. I've been to 15 African countries, so I've seen a lot.
Yes, I'll love you to be there. On the bottom of my heart, I know we have a political difference in the past, but I love you and I envy you for traveling a lot.
But I tell you what, we got more in common than we have apart. I'm moderate, conservative, and liberal on a few things. So we there, brother. So
that's one thing I do want to add. It's not a question of Democrat and the Republican policy to what Haiti is in American policy.
Exactly. Yeah, we need Maxwell Frost to be there. We need Maxwell Frost to be there tomorrow. We need some other my other elected officials to be there, and we need a voice, man. I interviewed the president of the United States a couple weeks ago. And I had to submit the questions to the White House, to his campaign. And one of the questions I was going to ask, and they didn't want to deal with, was the foreign policy of Africans and visas for people of color. They did not want to answer that question. And so I understand it is a taboo type of situation, but we got to continue to force them. Let them know this is an issue, even though I know we only had a few minutes. I might not ask this time, but let them know this is an issue we think we have to address. So thank you, bro. Thank you, bro. I appreciate you. And I'll see you tomorrow at 8 o'clock, okay?
Thank you so much, Paul. I'm glad you're home. And may God bless you. May the great Yoruba and Orisha of our cult, of our ancestors, serve you well.
That's right. Ashe, brother. God bless. Take care.
Okay.
There you go. Voy Nicholas. Town hall meeting tomorrow, 8 o'clock p.m. We got it up on our Facebook page. We got it up on our Instagram. Make sure you go there to get fed. It's Afternoon Jam.